Tina Tambor knows Phoenix real estate. She is senior housing analyst for the Cromford Report, a residential resale analytics firm in Phoenix. So when a company she had never heard of before started buying up hundreds of homes in the valley at a time, she took notice.
For those of us who track the residential market here transaction by transaction, we do a lot of coding and identifying of flip transactions and institutional investor transactions and such. So right around February, they started logging in over 200 purchases in the Phoenix metro area. So that got our eyebrows up a little bit, because not too many people, you know, same company, unless you're, say, Open Door or something like that, mm-hmm. usually. These guys came in rather quietly. They don't do a lot of advertising. And the areas that they're focusing on, the real estate agents are quite aware of their offers.
Cerberus, a New York-based investment firm named for the hellhound of Greek mythology, has bought nearly 600 homes in the entry-level price range here, and they're planning to buy thousands more, and they don't seem to be reselling them.
So what effect could all of this have on our already competitive market for affordable housing in the Valley? Here is more of my conversation with Tambor.
From what we understand right now, their median sale price is $228,000. So with the median sale price in Phoenix at $250,000, which means 50% of all of our sales are in that lower end, mm-hmm. that is also one of the areas where we have some of the lowest supply. Our supply line under $250,000, we only have in the MLS 4,200 active listings in that price point. So when you've got somebody coming in purchasing 200 to 300 of those a month, that can affect your inventory levels, and it really affects the already heightened competition in that price point for first-time home buyers.
That's a tight part of the market right now.
Yeah,
right.
It's absolutely tight.
Is there any indication at this point of what this company is doing with these houses?
Well, they don't appear to be flipping them, so they appear to be doing a buy-and-hold strategy. And if they are looking to rent them out, which that's what it appears they would be doing, but we don't really know. But if that's what they're doing, the good news is that it stays within our housing supply. Mm-hmm. But as far as purchasing goes, it takes them out of homes available for sale, thus making those homes more expensive that are left on the market.
Yeah, and we'll talk about both sides of that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what this does to affordable housing. This is under $250,000 is kind of where they're focusing, right? And that's, like we said, a highly competitive market already in Phoenix right now.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing is getting to be harder to find. Could this make it even harder?
Well, yeah, for the average homeowner, yeah, for the average home buyer, I should say, it does take these homes out, and it is very difficult if you're getting a loan, especially if you don't have 20% down, or, you know, if you don't have enough history credit-wise and such. Many sellers will choose to pick a cash buyer because they are a more solid buyer, more apt to close on time, not worrying about any kind of lending contingencies and such.
Okay. So what does this do to the rental market then? Like you said, it's already going up and is getting to be more expensive in the Valley.
Well, the single family rental market has been shrinking. You know, there's not very much supply. So if they are buying these homes from the MLS and putting them in the rental supply, that may ease up a little bit. But I don't know if they're buying enough to ease up that much on it.
Right, right. So if you own a home right now in this entry-level range that they're buying up in, is this a good sign? Is this good news for you? And why? Why would that be?
I don't know that it's good or bad news, frankly. I do think it's surprising how many sellers do choose to sell to an investor in this frenzy market when, especially between $1 and $200,000, it's documented that an MLS sale sells for about 12% more than a normal non-MLS sale. So there is a convenience side. But, you know, if you list in this price point right now, if you're listing with a realtor, most likely if you're priced right and not terribly overpriced, you're going to sell pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for a decent amount. And they're just increasing the demand. So from a seller standpoint, this is not bad news.
Yeah.
For a buyer standpoint, it's like one more competitor,
yeah, mm-hmm. and a big one. So you watch the market here in particular, but what do you have any sense of what would attract a company like this to do this, particularly here in Arizona? Is this because, you've seen prices go up a lot here in rental and in housing, especially in this entry-level price range, right? So are they banking on the fact that they could buy them up now for less than they will be able to sell them for in 5 years?
You know, I couldn't tell you what their strategy is. This particular company appears to have a history of purchasing distressed, which does not follow the Phoenix market right now. We do not have a lot of distress. Our foreclosure rates are well below the national average. Mm-hmm. Our growth rates are higher, but you will notice that they're not focusing on the upper end, which the appreciation rates are not nearly as high when you get over 250, even over 200. They're not as high as they are under 2. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I think they're probably seeing is that there's not a lot of construction going on in the under 200 market. So without any added inventory, especially in the single family home market, these particular homes will most likely continue to appreciate.
Tina Tambor is senior housing analyst for the Cromford Report, a residential resale analytics firm here in Phoenix. Tina, thank you so much for the time today.
My pleasure.